The easiest sermon to give at Mount Calvary Community Church is a sermon about love. Of all the challenges that we face, and I know this has been a house here that God has built that has meant so much to me through the years. So many times within the walls of this house, I have shed tears of things and of especially those times when, as that song said, as people with that Beulah land, as we said goodbye to some wonderful, wonderful folks, some of the folks that God has blessed us with, and He has chosen in His wise mind to simply take them on a lot of times before we wanted to see them go. This has been a place where we've gathered together and we've shed many a tears. When I was on the cruise just a couple weeks ago, and Bob Mumford, he spent a little few minutes one night there talking about Sharon and about how beautiful it was, how the people just simply rallied around him during his time of loss. And he said, you know, Charlie, that church, he says, I'll remember, it is so special. It is so special, the spirit that you feel, especially a time when you are hurting. Inside of these walls, we have shared more laughter than I think I have anywhere. I believe that, and trust me, if you were starting out in the ministry and somebody gave you a bit of advice, please do not take the advice that I would give you, because my advice that I would give is make sure your people learn how to have thick skin. And that sounds pretty silly, doesn't it? But you will notice one thing around here, that we all have things that we have to deal with. We all have challenges that we have to face. But so many times, bless you, so many times we are challenged within our heart of heart to remember that it is all in God's plan. Nothing that you are going to face cannot be overcome simply because Christ lives within me. Amen? Amen. And I believe that so many times we come in and we have a tendency, and I am the one most guilty of facing and just concentrating on the frustration, the things that I'm trying to deal with, when God simply wants me to come in His house and to feel the love that we share one with another. Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels, but have not love, I become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal, is the way the 13th chapter in the book of 1 Corinthians begins. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Paul, the writer here, starts out by telling you the importance of love. Then he starts in the fourth verse to describe love. Love suffers long and it is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. And the first part of that 8th verse says, love never fails. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Open our minds for just a few moments here that we may receive in our hearts that special message you have for each one as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. So many times this part of Scripture is read, whether it's in a wedding, the 11th verse. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we seek in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am known. And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Today, We took a little break from our study in the book of Joshua. Don't worry, next week we're going to talk about armies marching around. We're going to talk about walls falling. But most of all, we're going to talk about a little meeting that Joshua had with a fellow before he went into that battle. But today, since it is Valentine's Day, and I have done my best to get guys like Mike out of the doghouse for those cards, I've tried to inspire my brother Terry here with all of his prep, all of his man prep that he's done. I am doing my best, guys. I am doing my best for you out there today. What is love? If you watch those movies way back when, you heard that love is never having to say you're sorry. Spouses, don't try it. Don't try it. Trust me, it didn't work out for them at the end of the movie, so don't try it. If you turn on the radio, and I was always amazed when I was young, we're always big fans of my parents' country and west of that old country, you know, that Ernest Tubbs stuff. I was telling somebody about Tex Ritter singing the boll weevil, and they just looked at me like some, what? They're here today. I'm surprised they came back to church. I love those things and those so many songs. The number one subject that song's been written about is love. Whether you like those ones that are tender romantic, whether you like the Osborne Brothers, which would have had a very famous tune way back a few years ago, because you're not the kind of woman I wanted, but you're the kind of woman I got. You might have been a big fan of those country and western tunes, the one that said, if the phone's not ringing, it's me calling. Love. You can tell that's one of Gidi's favorites over there. No response over there. Love. Love. We're coming today, and everyone's looking so beautiful out there with all that red on. I tell you, it thrills our heart. But friends, this is the easiest sermon of all to preach here at Mount Calvary, because when I walk into Mount Calvary, I feel love. And I feel love that is shared with people. So many times, and people ask me to describe this church, and I said, well, you know, Dave had a little taste of that early when he started his wonderful solo. Nobody's paying attention. Now, Dave, you know what I feel like up here in the front, don't you, Dave? Huh? And then he finished with such a beautiful, beautiful flourish. Oh, love to see the families, to see the people, and to see the friendships that have been formed. God, I believe that they're closer, just as close, if not closer, than any family ties that you could have. I want people that I can laugh with, because the people that I can laugh with, when I am dealing with the things that are most precious and hurtful to my heart, I know that those same people will feel right comfortable just crying with me too. That's what I like about love, and that's what I like about love being shown and love being expressed. You got to practice at it, folks. I saw it today. Now, Dee, you want to tell us what you were doing earlier today? When you come to the parking lot, what were you doing? Kind of share with us a little bit, a little love. Share us a little love.
Just trying to get the car into space with the same amount on one side.
Right. And to do that, about how many trips forward and back did you make in the parking lot today?
I think it was only three.
Better than me.
And I'm sitting here, and the first thing I see in the parking lot at Mount Calvary is a car going back and forth, back and forth in the parking lot. And then what I ask about it, she says, you know what? Who helped you on learning that, Dee? Who helped you?
My husband, of course.
When I was learning to drive, Joe told me that I have to park it right in the middle over there. She was practicing something that she wanted to do. And trust me, that is a couple that love each other. And that is a couple who have stepped outside of their bounds and have shared that love that they have for one another and the love that they have for that family. And they have shared that love not only with my family, but you'll know many families here. Amen? Amen. You got to share the love that you have. Many times I've told that wonderful, sad story that'll bring a tear to your eye about that young lady. Well, she's a little more seasoned. She's lying on that deathbed. The husband comes in before she takes her last breath and says, "Honey, I want to ask one thing of you before you go. Would it be possible that if me and my next wife use the china that you've kept under the bed for all these years we've been married?" There was a healing that took place in that room. Up out of that bed she came. And the story is, I was told, every meal, every dinner they had, they ate it upon that fine china that had stayed under the bed all of those years. You have to put love into practice. You got to do it. You got to show it. It's not going to work out right all the time. You may pick out cards. I don't know. Mike, we have to help you on your card choosing abilities out there. I advise you to take a family member next time when you go to pick out cards. But trust me, that is a man that shows love. When we sang last Sunday afternoon, I was so moved because as we were getting in, I told him on Wednesday night, as we were setting up, Brother Mike was going around, and he was making sure that he greeted and thanked every resident who came to hear us sing last Sunday afternoon over in Warrington. Do you know how much it means to people simply to be approached in being thanked for the opportunity that we had to sing to them? Wow, it touched my heart. That's a man that puts his love into practice. So Debbie, try to forgive him. Try to forgive him. The writer here talked about the value of love. More precious than all these things that you could do as a service unto God. Without love, it is nothing. Then he started to describe love and how precious love never, never, never fails. I am learning, as I mentioned to you before, with my parents, with the challenges that my mother is facing, I am learning more and more and more about that true death do you part love. The challenges that I know many of you have had to deal with and face in your lives. The challenges. Put that love to work. Allow it to simply permeate your mind, your heart, and your soul. I am told within God's word that God is love. And I know the difference in my life when I feel that the items that are done, the kindness, and I tell you, I have been shown more kindness, and trust me, than I totally deserve in my life. But I'll tell you one thing, the love that I feel, when it comes from the heart, it means so much. I serve a God who loves me. I serve a God who loved me before I was yet lovable, sent his Son to die upon a cross, that through him I received that eternal life. And then the challenges that he brings before me is to take this love that I have received from him and to show it to each individual. It's so easy to love the ones that are easily lovable. It's more difficult to love those that don't quite add up in our mind's eyes. Today I'm going to finish with this. This is a story of Moses Mendelssohn. Over 200 years ago, he was a very famous German Jewish philosopher, and he was a very small hunchback man. And he met a beautiful young lady who was the daughter of a banker. He had fallen in love with a woman who, when you looked at the two of them, we were not quite a match. And he felt led to go to her father. And after they'd met for several months, he goes to the father and he says, "Sir," he says, "I just want to know and get your opinion about how your daughter would feel about marriage." And this is what the father replied. "So, son, the truth is that the girl is frightened by you." And he said, "Because I am hunchback?" And he said, "Yes, because you're a hunchback." And Mendelssohn went and he asked if he could see the daughter with a pretext of saying goodbye. As he went up to her room, they started in a conversation. She kind of avoided looking at him directly during the conversation, a little uneasy and all, but eventually the subject turned around to marriage. And the woman asked if he really believed that marriages were made in heaven. And he answered, "Of course." And he said, "Something very unusual happened to me. As you know, when children are born, they are called out in heaven. This one or that one will get this girl or that girl for a wife. When I was born, my future wife was thus announced. But it was added, she will at last have a terrible hump on her back. I shouted, 'Oh Lord, a girl who is hunchback will very easily become bitter and hard. A girl should be beautiful. Good Lord, give me the hump. And let her be well formed.'" She was so deeply moved, she looked at him in a total different light. And very soon, she became his faithful and loving wife. Put your love to work. Allow God to just overcome you with his goodness, with his kindness, with his love. The greatest thing about love is how God allows us to share it. I have felt love in this congregation, in this house, from these folks, and I thank you for it personally. But I also challenge you to share with those who simply want a kind word, a handshake, a hug. Simply a smile will make a difference in someone's life. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come to your house. We've sung praises unto you, God. You've been so good to us as a congregation. You've been so good to us as a people. But I know, God, that there are people even now that are challenged, that are suffering. God, meet their needs. Allow us to be a part of your love to them. Challenge us to reach out, go out of our little comfort area, and share the love of God with one who has such a need. Give us safe traveling mercies. Allow us to come back to your house to sing praises unto your name. Bless each one that's helped out in the service today, God. And allow us to simply continue to serve you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said amen. We have more roses to take. Stand to your feet. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.